Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, which is now close to 8%, taxes, etc., are you even making a profit? With food, clothing, and rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years, you need to do something different. Gambling on stocks might lose you a lot. And of course, wouldn't it be great to retire stress-free? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold just might be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth an actual dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth around $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
One of the goals of the whole operation of COVID was to install this 5G infrastructure. I know this because I spoke to someone on the crew for Verizon doing the install, that they had round-the-clock teams. They brought in people from other states to where they weren't doing the install. They were running 24 hours a day installing, and they had a backup team on call in case someone, you know, fell ill from COVID. You know, this was like a military operation.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Dr. Andrew Kaufman. And as many of you may have suspected, there may be no COVID virus. In fact, maybe there's no viruses at all. But do you know what does exist? 5G and radiation. Andrew Kaufman and filmmaker Marcy Cravat join me to discuss the subject. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. The Russia-Ukraine crisis. Canada's prime minister claims emergency power. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can buy and sell crypto in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has U.S.-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you'll get a real live human being to talk to right here in the United States. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey, friends, thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com and SGTReport.tv here. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. I should say we've had a very fun little pre-talk here with my guests, Dr. Andrew Kaufman and Marcy Cravat. She's the director of the new film, Terrain. She and Andy Kaufman both produced this film, and I'm very excited to share this information with you. First, Doc, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back with you, Sean.
And joining us as well is the director of Terrain. Marcy, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming on. I want to let everyone know that this film will be premiering on Iconic TV. That's iconic.com, which is Jamie Icke's platform. We think this film is premiering, what, in a week or two on that platform, Doc? Is that right?
Yeah, definitely before the end of the month. And we'll, you know, of course, anyone who wants to get on my newsletter or register on terrainthefilm.com will send out notification of the exact launch date. But that's definitely coming before the end of the month.
Okay, very good. And the film, guys, asks the most important question you've never thought to ask. And I think this is going to be right up your alley, friends. A lot of us have had these conversations, viruses, no viruses, germs, no germs. But first, I want to ask you guys, both of you, maybe you, Doc, where do we stand right now at this moment in history in regards to the mRNA experimental COVID injection story? Just to bring people up to speed, my audience knows all of this, but Anthony Fauci, Francis Collins, and the entire NIH have been utterly discredited. Fauci seems to be in hiding at this point, as has the CDC and Walensky. The FDA, in my opinion, ought to be dismantled due to its quantifiable massive corruption. Meanwhile, locally produced spots in my state from the state's Department of Health continue to peddle the mRNA shots as safe and effective for kids
I definitely would recommend not waiting. We think it's really important to get people vaccinated now. We wouldn't be recommending these vaccinations if we weren't strongly convinced with the scientific evidence that is available that they are safe and they are effective for children. All of my patients are like my own children. My own children have all been vaccinated, and I recommend that all my patients be vaccinated as well.
And the work of Reiner Fulmich's grand jury trial has provided enough evidence to indict, arrest, and try the people at Pfizer, Moderna, etc., the people responsible for these shots, for crimes against humanity. And get this, you guys, amidst all of this in the news today from the schizophrenic Biden administration is this. Tennis star Djokovic has been banned from competing in the United States because he's not, quote unquote, vaccinated. You can't make this stuff up, Doc.
Well, you know that this is the reason for the, probably the reason for the this psyop of a war but with Russia and Ukraine is to distract from all of these news reports of the truth coming out, you know, in the general mainstream. You know, there was also the report from the United Kingdom that showed 9 out of 10 even fake COVID deaths were in vaccinated individuals. So certainly that would be, you know, more than enough information to get rid of all the requirements and encourage people to not receive these injections. But, you know, they are going to do damage control now. So maybe that is partly the mode. But, you know, I feel like their mission has really been accomplished because enough people have been injected with whatever, you know, hidden occult technology is contained in these things. And that I believe was the, you know, the main goal. And I think we're going to see the real impact on fertility that is going to take place with people who are injected. And that's kind of the point that we're at now. And, you know, they're going to ease up on things, it seems. But if we don't really now take the time to look at, you know, this most important question, which is what really causes disease, we're going to fall prey to this, you know, type of narrative again, because it's going to be repeated, right? Even Bill Gates told us recently, you know, he predicted, of course, that COVID-19 will end in 2022, which we're seeing the signs of. But he also predicted there will be another virus, and it won't, I think he said it won't be a coronavirus, and, you know, people will notice this time or something like that. So, you know, there's other plans to initiate this program again. So with this film, we're trying to show that we don't have to fall prey to that story again. We can actually empower ourselves, you know, back to health through our own actions and knowledge.
Do we want to jump right into the deep end and talk about the end of germ theory? Is that where we want to start? Because again, I just want to level set for the audience who is well-versed in this information. Just according to VAERS, there have been over 23,000 deaths reported through February 4th. So this isn't even the updated numbers, but these are deaths just in the United States, and the injuries are off the charts. And meanwhile, the Biden administration is still peddling the vaccine, as is my state's health department.
If I could just add one detail, because that, you know, report from VAERS is extremely underreported. We know from the Harvard Pilgrim Health Study, which is actually in the film, that less than 1% of adverse events are actually reported. And in this case, we know from lots of whistleblowers that hospital staff have been highly discouraged from making any VAERS reports. So if we, you know, took that number and multiplied it by 100 as a, you know, a rough estimate, that would, we're talking about over 2 million possible deaths.
Yeah, that's right. And even if we just multiply it by 10, you know, and I agree with you. I think it's probably 1 in 100 or less injuries that are reported, but let's assume it's 1 in 10. That's still what? 23,000 times 10, 230,000 deaths?
230,000.
And the Biden administration wants to pretend that Djokovic should be vaccinated in order to play tennis. It's so preposterous. So I guess some of the powers that ought not be are unwilling to give up this narrative. And I guess that gets me back to my original question. Where are we in this narrative? Before we talk about the film, where are we in this narrative? What is your thought on it? Because in our circles, You know, the emperor has been revealed as having no clothes. We get it. This whole thing is a fraud. It's scientific fraud. Where are we in this story as the State Department of Health in my state continues to peddle this thing as safe and effective?
Yeah, well, you know what? I was really thinking about this, and what it comes down to is the declaration of emergency at the federal level. Because all of the products, right, all of the testing, even using the face masks, all of the different injectables are all only authorized to be sold on the open market through this emergency use authorization. And that is contingent upon there being an emergency. So this is comes up for renewal, I believe, every 90 days by the president. And, you know, once that is allowed to expire, I think all of the restrictions will have to go away. And they won't be able to actually sell the vaccine because it's not approved except for that one product by Pfizer, Comirnaty. But that, you know, if you don't already know, I'm sure you and your audience are familiar, it's not available in the United States because they would actually have liability for that. And could be sued because it's not yet been put on the childhood vaccination schedule. And that's why there's been a rush to basically get the EUA authorization for the younger children of school age. And if they obtain that, that will be all they need then to protect them from liability from Comirnaty. So I think that once, if they get that, then they will relinquish the federal emergency. And then it would be interesting because only that Pfizer product would be available. Then the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson would not be able to be sold on the market. So I'm not sure how all that will play out, but that seems to be where we're headed. There, even, you know, even the masks on air travel are set to expire in a week or two. And, you know, they were just recently renewed, but only for a very short time. It looks like the kind of the writing's on the wall that they'll have to let up. But will there be some things that, you know, don't go away? I'm not sure about that. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
All right. Well, thank God on the masks and the airplanes. I hadn't heard that. I did see the clip of DeSantis giving a speech in Florida saying, let's just stop with the mask theater. I mean, it's yes. Absolutely absurd. And anybody who can think knows that. Now, I happened to be in my local gas station yesterday, and I kid you not, two young female teenagers walked in, both masked. And then I realized, because they were ahead of me in line, one of the girls had on two masks, double masking. For I don't know why these people have all been brainwashed, but here's the good news. I have some news to share, given that emergency use authorization. U.S. Senate passes bill to end COVID-19 national emergency. Now, this news broke on Sunday. And of course, get this, the resolution passed 48-47 on a party line vote. Not one Democrat wanted to vote to end this thing. They're such charlatans. I never dreamt we would live in a country where our government has gotten so overtly corrupt. Now, Marcy, what motivated you to create this film, produce this film with Andy? Do you want to tell us a little bit about your background and then dive into the movie?
Yeah, sure. Before I do that, I just would like to say on what you were just talking about that I think, I'll get to that in a sec, but I think what we're dealing with here that concerns me the most is profound mental illness. And it's very disturbing to me because the things that we are talking about are not things that other people are talking about, and they won't listen to this kind of conversation. So what's bothering me so much is that the truth is slipping between the cracks. And even though it's so blatantly obvious what's going on, including the last thing you just mentioned, you know, this business of Democrats, Republicans kind of thing, there's a real edge up for people that perpetrate this kind of stuff to have you in this division kind of place, you know, in our minds where we always think that there's a good side and a bad side, so that they can do the workings behind the scenes and keep us distracted with this division. And, you know, you mentioned Reiner Fulmich and you mentioned all these things. Where is the general public talking about this? Because I don't see it at all. You know, I'm dealing myself with my own personal issues of having to still wear masks here in Berkeley. I'm not still not allowed in most places. And even when this stops, people are so entrained, they keep wearing them anyway because they feel safe. And on top of that, they still believe in the vaccine. And because they've never been exposed to the information about there being no viruses, they laugh at you when you bring this up. I literally got laughed at the other day. And so I'm very, very concerned that this is falling between the cracks. And if the public doesn't get on board and start really, like you mentioned Djokovic, or I don't know if you have mentioned that yet. I think you did at the beginning. People should just not go to these tennis matches. I mean, you know, there needs to be like some extreme action taken instead of, oh, things are getting better and we did the right thing and now we don't have to worry about it anymore because we've got something else bigger to worry about, and that's Russia. You know, it's anyway, sorry to jump in on that, but
no, perfect.
You know, I'm like sitting on smoldering coals when I know what I have to walk into the second I walk out of my house. But anyway, my background. So I met Andy from a phone call. I was going to do an interview with him. He picked up his phone and he was super nice and really open. And we got to talking and I was sort of filming some random things I was interested in, but I didn't really get any traction on those topics to make a full film. And then when I spoke with Andy, he came up with this idea and started explaining germ theory to me, which I didn't even know was a theory. I mean, I'm like everybody else. I just thought, you know, germs are out there and they get you. So we decided really in a very short order, I would say on that phone call, we decided to go ahead and make this film and just jump in. There were none of the protocol type, you know, we didn't sign contracts. We just jumped in. The two of us just like dove right in the water. And it worked really well, aside from the fact that it was difficult to travel. And as far as the filmmaking goes, it wasn't my favorite type of filmmaking. There are a lot of Zoom interviews and I didn't have the artistic, you know, ability to get out and do things that I really wanted to do. But it was a content film that had the stuff has to get out. And so I just stayed with my eye on that, just it's content film, it's a content film. And Andy basically, you know, through the whole thing, he explained everything. And, you know, of course, I rely on my own discernment skills, which I think are pretty honed. And I felt as we went along that we were dealing with solid truth. And now I have absolutely no doubt. And I'm not even willing to really say there's such thing as terrain theory. It's ridiculous. It's terrain just means being in concert with the natural systems, and that's not a theory. There are things within that come under the umbrella of terrain theory that you might say are theoretical, like if we do this, will this happen kind of thing. But to try and remove ourselves from the natural systems as if that would be even a choice for healthy living, it's so preposterous that I'm having trouble calling it a theory. So I'm just saying that, you know, we named the film Terrain and not Terrain Theory because there's just an unrelenting number of topics that can be covered under that. And we hope to go forward and do episodes, you know, to keep this going. Anyway, did that answer your question?
Yeah, yeah, it did. So you have a past in filmmaking. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. I used to work for Target Corporation and I used to do commercials for them. So I'm familiar with the technology and the cameras. We used to shoot a lot of Super 16 back in the day. I really enjoyed
that. Yeah, that's fun. That's really
fun.
Then
the world moved into HD. So, you know, that's fun too. You can you don't have to worry about a 10-minute rollout.
Yeah. Shoot, I love the Super 16, though. It's
you
fun.
Know, Sean, Marcy, you know, I'm going to brag a little bit for her, but she's, you know, won several awards in different film festivals. But because of what this film is about, she was shut out of everything in the mainstream film industry.
Ah, of course. Of course she was. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Here's the good news, Marcy. The people that deserve to know this information will find it. And it gets me back to what you were just saying about those people that laughed at you. Those people are really, really committing terrible sins. They don't even realize it. They've bought into this criminal system, hook, line, and sinker. And as the old saying goes, pride goeth before the fall. I want to share a word with you. And I wrote this down when you said that, because I wanted to look it up. What does hubris mean? Excessive pride or self-confidence. It astounds me that these people reject the information that you as a truth teller are just trying to convey to them, to share with them, to save their lives, and they laugh at you. They're going to, I guess, get what they deserve, which is very, very sad. Mm-hmm. All right. Andy, yeah, do you want to talk? Oh, go ahead.
No, it's frustrating because they have themselves so convinced that there's nothing there that they need to know. See, it's such a willful ignorance situation where people, they just don't even think that there's something there. And what I'm finding that's going on the planet right now is that we're at a stage in whatever you want to call is going on with the planet. You know, there are all kinds of new age terms for it, and then there are biblical terms for it, and ancient prophetic terms for it. Something's going on. You know, we're in a stage of awakening, and I don't think that the excuse that it wasn't convenient for us to know, or that we didn't want to make any waves or anything like that, I don't think that's going to bode well for anyone. And the part that I'm struggling with personally is I believe that everything's connected. We're all one. So if my brothers and sisters are not waking up, I'm part of that collective. And, you know, I don't like sitting in the doldrums waiting for people to wake up. It's a difficult lesson for me in life. And this is probably where my biggest weaknesses lie. And I understand it's a catalyst for learning something. And I'm working on that. I'm certainly far from perfect, I can tell you that. But I deal with this frustration constantly. And I live in an area where Berkeley, it's a very educated area. And these people think that they're entitled to these ridiculous, stupid opinions. And they are militant about it. And Andy, I sent you that picture the other day of my neighbor's house. And your response, yeah. Oh my God. I mean, I couldn't even believe it. I should try and pull that up. It's hilarious.
It was they like spray painted a scoreboard on their garage, like a basketball scoreboard, keeping track of how many people in their neighborhood, I guess, got like one injection versus two versus a booster.
Oh my God.
And yeah,
they're displaying this on their house. Now, if I were to put a sign out my house that said, don't get vaccinated, I'd have the cops at my door.
Well,
but they're allowed
to spray paint it on your garage, Marcy.
Yeah, theirs was across the top of their garage on the house and then on the garage, like the whole side of the house there with their propaganda about vaccines. And they would call the cops on me if I put anything out in front about vaccines.
Oh man, Marcy, I empathize with you because you really are kind of in the belly of the beast in Berkeley there. And you said these people are all highly educated. Well, they're educated in the Rockefeller ways. They have no idea that they've been brainwashed.
Yes.
Okay, from medicine to health to you name it, to banking. I bet they can't even name the U.S. Central Bank. Do they know what it is? It's called the Federal Reserve. Do they know that? No. Do they know it's privately owned by these same vipers? No, they don't. But they think they're highly educated, so they run out and get the bioweapon shot.
Right.
It's insane. We live in upside down world, but I agree with you. There is a great awakening happening, and those who can think are thinking. Those who have the ability to see and hear are finding the real information. So even though I got banned from YouTube and Twitter and Vimeo and you name it, they've kicked me off. People are still finding the information.
Yeah, right? That's a compliment. That's a compliment. You got kicked off. I'd be concerned if you hadn't. I was going to make a point about how I lost it. Sorry. Keep going.
You know, they didn't kick me off yet, but I stopped putting content.
Well, that's the little secret. Yeah.
Well, if you have a decent subscriber base here, my advice to people, and I should have done this myself, is when I still had the 740,000 subs on YouTube, I should have began to use that platform as just a teaser for my new interview with Dr. Kaufman is now on BitChute. And that's it.
Yes.
I won't put any truth up on YouTube because they're absolute totalitarians, Marxists, and in the pocket of globalists. By the way, Susan Wojcicki, the CEO of YouTube, her sister, Ann Wojcicki, is the CEO of 23andMe and used to be married to Sergey Brin. Google. You cannot make this up. Okay, so follow the bloodlines, the 17th letter of the alphabet, which kind of was what led me getting kicked off of YouTube to talk about any of those drops. Follow the bloodlines. Follow the bloodlines. They're all interrelated or connected in some way.
Yeah.
Andy, let me ask you. All right, let's move into germ theory. I don't know very much about this, but what I do know is that it has sort of caused a little bit of infighting, not anything you've done. But like, for instance, if I have an interview with Dr. Zev Zelenko, and he mentions the virus, whether you believe in that or not, really like his words, he'll sort of couch it that way. I'll get people in the comments saying, they don't exist, they don't exist. This is all misinformation. It's like, it's become a little like the infighting in the 9/11 space about what brought down the towers. Can we just agree that the mRNA injection is bad and toxic and killing people? We don't have to infight about the nuances. But having said that, germ theory, do you want to give us sort of the cliff notes?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, of course, you know, everybody agrees that the vaccines are pure poison. And, you know, I don't want to argue and fight with anyone, because anyone who is standing up, you know, for freedom is on my side as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, there are different layers of truth, right? As anyone who's gone through the waking up process realizes. And, you know, at first, and, many people have only started waking up to the truth very recently in the last 2 years. And so they start, you know, with one thing, and then maybe they get scared, you know, but most people, right, kind of, it's like peeling an onion, and you get deeper and deeper, and maybe you stop somewhere, or maybe you just, you know, are forever going down the rabbit hole. So I realize that a lot of people just aren't at the stage where they want to look at the deeper levels, like the, you know, the underlying theories of biology and disease. But it is really important to look at it, because if you don't, you're going to once again be vulnerable to the same kind of operation that we've just gone through and are still going through. And you know that this has been run many, many times before, right? AIDS was, I think, the first biggest one, although maybe polio, really, because, you know, polio was really caused by these pesticides. That was the first time pesticides were really used in agriculture in the United States or anywhere, chemical pesticides. And, you know, they kind of covered it up with this virus story, and then, you know, and then pretended that the vaccine made it go away when they just stopped spraying. And then a few years later, gave the vaccine, redefined polio. You know, they've done this many, many times. Zika, right? West Nile virus, bird flu, swine flu, Ebola, all these things. So they're gonna do it again. And if you don't look into it, you're gonna once again be fooled by these issues. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of angry with folks like me who are talking about this. They think, you know, they just want to dismiss it outright or say it's ridiculous. And, you know, I think what the truth is that they're really just not ready to look at the issue, because those people never communicate with me clear, scientific, logical reasons why that viruses are real and why they cause disease. Instead, they communicate things that aren't true, that are side issues, a straw man argument, you know, every logic fallacy, or ad hominem, like he's not a virologist, he's not even a doctor, things like that. And so I wish, you know, that there would be more of an open, honest dialogue, but I realize many people just aren't really ready to go there. You know, I actually think that's good if Dr. Zelenko is opening that up to the audience, that, you know, maybe he's saying, I don't really know for sure. And, you know, but either way, you know, the protocol that I'm using helps people, or either way, the vaccine is extremely harmful.
Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. You know, inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, it's close to 8%, and it won't let you keep up or make a profit. You really need a different approach. Precious metals, which by the way has gold nearing $2,000 an ounce again, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing your money, an IRA or 401k with Noble Gold just may be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Could I also jump in, Andy?
Please.
What is underneath not wanting to know? Because there's something bigger than that. There's something that people, I mean, there's the obvious that they'll have to rethink all of their worldviews, and that's the obvious, but there's something under that too. And I think it comes down to almost, it's a spiritual problem, really. It's a shadow, a darkness thing that people don't, because honestly, if you just think about, are there germs or are there not germs? Why does anybody care? There either are or there aren't. Does it really matter? Why is it so personal? And the reason that it's personal, you know, is, I mean, if we found out there were germs, then we'll just deal with it, right?
I had to actually change my opinion to get to this opinion, right? So if I found new information, I would change it again, of course.
Exactly,
right?
Because it doesn't really matter. It's not personal. I mean, why would we care? You know, what we want to really know is, well, what is making us sick? And when we're so distracted with this argument about whether these germs exist or don't exist, and all these fights ensue because of that, we don't take a look at the things that are making us sick, that are right in front of our faces. You know, our food system, our air, our water, our psychology, our spirituality,
medicine,
our lack of connection to nature. These are the things that are making us sick. And instead, we get distracted over in this corner fighting about whether or not, you know, germs exist. To me, there's something way deeper there. It's almost as if people are afraid that if they open up that door, that there are going to be a lot of other shadows they're going to have to look at, and they would just rather not. So they don't even want to go there. And then they'll utilize, like you say, the logical fallacies to shoot you down. Suddenly it's a messenger problem. Oh, that guy's an idiot, you know, and oh, that guy's this or that guy's that. And it becomes a fight over egos rather than, wait a minute, just show me a germ. You know, or show me where there is one, which they haven't been able to show a virus anywhere ever in the history. It's kind of like a moot point at this point. It's like over. And if people knew this, then we would not be poised for another vaccine, another pharmaceutical, another pandemic. But what Andy's saying is we're just sitting here like ducks waiting for the next one because everybody still believes in this fiction. So...
Well, we've been propagandized too, right? This is, the virus has been marketed to us, right? The COVID-19 virus and now Omicron, et cetera. And so let's talk about that, the virus. But again, I empathize with where you're coming from because it reminds me of what I said previously about 9/11. You know, you try to show your friends, neighbors, and colleagues building 7 collapsing at free fall speed at 5:20 in the afternoon and the BBC reporting about the collapse of that building 10 minutes early, and they just reject it out of hand. So you can lead a horse to water. I guess you can't make him drink. Now, let's talk about the virus boogeyman, because that is what the fear monger. If you take away the fear component of all of this thing, nobody is going to run out and get the spike protein injection. Okay, so the real harm is not coming from the quote unquote boogeyman virus. The real harm is coming from the spike protein mRNA experimental gene therapy.
Right.
They're going to continue to fear monger about the next virus and the next virus and the next virus. And you're saying that's not where our concern should be, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, none of us had the experience of seeing people we know, you know, just dropping dead left and right, right? There was really nothing going on except all of the reactions, you know, changing how they do healthcare, killing a lot of people in hospitals, certainly with, you know, experimental drugs and, you know, paralyzing and putting people on ventilators and all of that kind of thing. But, you know, the creation of this idea of the scary virus is just a way to manipulate, you know, people into doing stuff, which is the real goal, like the masks really, you know, being about de-identifying, about just, you know, a barrier for social interaction, a barrier for fertility and an initiation ritual. Right. And the injections are about putting something in people, you know, for a particular purpose, whether it be, you know, to kill some people, to cause disability in some people, to cause infertility, to install technology that hasn't been fully revealed yet. Right. And these are the goals. And then there's, you know, basically you can look at this in the kind of problem reaction solution paradigm. Right, the so-called Hegelian dialectic, where, you know, the problem is the scary virus, the reaction is fear and the solution is the injection and, you know, and the other ancillary policies. And so this is, you know, what they can do with this whole virus idea. And they've kind of been masters at covering up what the science really is in all these veils of molecular genetics and other very sophisticated technologies, which really just kind of like smoke screens. But you can throw all these papers at people and it'll sound so impressive. But once you read through it, you realize it's all just basically simulating things that aren't existing in nature. And, you know, back in the after the electron microscope was invented in the 30s, they were feverishly looking for these, you know, particles, something they could call a virus, and of course they couldn't find it. And then there was this little trick that was done, you know, kind of behind the scenes, because this guy got developed a way to manufacture vaccines, right, using cell cultures. And suddenly this manufacturing technique was taken as evidence that there is an existing a virus, a new virus. And that made it really easy because they could do that anytime they want, at will pretty much. Take some sample from sick people, put it in a cell culture, and you can make some kind of particle and then call it a new virus. And then you can do all these other steps to, you know, before this, it was probably mostly about making the money or maybe causing disability in the population with the vaccines. It is, I think, second to oncology, the most lucrative area of the healthcare industry. So this, you know, this is kind of how things got set up and where they're at now. And they're, you know, getting more and more sophisticated in being able to do these things very, very quickly, you know, with this new genetic vaccine platform, right, which they had to, of course, redefine vaccine. They can actually get a genetic sequence from these experiments and within hours have a needle, a syringe full of this new experimental vaccine for a brand new virus. So they can roll this out. You know, we saw this Operation Warp Speed, right, play out very, very quickly. They can repeat that over and over again in the same time frame based on using these sophisticated simulation computers mixing with molecular biology type of experiments.
Let me posit this. And Marcy, I'm not sure if you've given this much thought yet. Maybe you are an expert on this subject. I don't know, but I want to bring it up. So as it pertains to the boogeyman virus, Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. We saw what was going on in Wuhan. Okay, we're told these people are dropping dead in the streets by the thousands because of COVID. You can't see it, but you know what else you can't see? You can't see RF radiation, 5G, test pilot city, Wuhan. I'm really, really concerned about the rollout of 5G and these continuing, I would call them terror attacks against humanity, masquerading as a virus. Have you guys given that any thought? Because Wuhan was a 5G test, pilot test city.
I think one of the goals of the whole operation of COVID was to install this 5G infrastructure. Yeah. You know, there was, remember, right before this happened, there were a couple of places, I think, in France where they burned down some 5G transmitters. And there was a growing movement of people using alternative law strategies to defeat these things. And I think that they kind of rolled it in because what did they do? You know, they, in the beginning, especially during the initial lockdown in the United States, they had actually in New York City, I know this because I spoke to someone on the crew for Verizon doing the install, that they had round the clock teams. They brought in people from other states to where they weren't doing the install. They were running 24 hours a day installing, and they had a backup team on call in case someone, you know, fell ill from COVID. So this was like not, you know, this was like a military operation, how they were doing this. This is not the normal course of business. And obviously we didn't need that for the pandemic purposes because we already had a functional, you know, communications infrastructure. So, so it must have been, you know, intentional.
And, you know, the fact that we were told to stay home is a really good way to get that installed everywhere, including schools, because we're all sitting at home. You know, I mean, it was just classic. And wasn't it also true that on the cruise ship that had all those illnesses at the very beginning, they just installed 5G, and then it's like sitting in a metal box with a bunch of 5G. Yep. And then wasn't also the true in that little town in northern Italy where they had a huge 5G rollout?
Yep.
You know, so of course there's got to be some connection to this. I think it's even worse than that, because if you take a look at the amped up chemtrail program, you've got to ask the question about what's going on in the air that's interfacing with the carrier waves from the 5G. And I can tell you that it's intense where I live. And I can tell you that, you know, there's something about having a lot of metals in your body to act as some sort of a battery or something. And I can see the carrier waves in the air in the clouds that control the weather. They look like zebra lines. Anybody can see them. They're up there all the time. And the weather's not natural. And we're always having droughts and fires here in California. And we're having right now, we're in the middle of a drought. We haven't had any rain. So all of this is going on. And then, and people say, well, what makes me sick? It's like, well, where do you live? And what are you exposing yourself to? And what do you shop for at the grocery store? And what's your personal life like? I mean, there are a lot of things here. I think that it's if we start to understand the breadth of this, we would stop looking for a boogeyman, because that's just such a simplistic. We're all so different, uniquely different. Why would there be one thing making all of us sick? It just doesn't make sense.
Right. And the side effects or effects of 5G are, much like the boogeyman virus, flu-like symptoms, nausea, and vomiting. And you used a great word there, boogeyman. I want to show you a boogeyman. It's Tom Wheeler, the former head of the FCC, who was foaming at the mouth to fast-track 5G. And he said, to hell with the standards. We're not going to wait for the standards. We're going to let the innovators innovate. And in an interview with a reporter, he was asked about the safety studies. And here's what he said.
The European Union has put up 700 million euros to do 5G research. As I referenced in my remarks, we think that's the wrong way to go. We think that the making the spectrum available and standing out of the way of technology development is far better than, well, let's sit around and wait till we decide what it's going to do and then make the spectrum available and let's micromanage the technology process. That's not the way that we're going to be approaching.
So Tom Wheeler says they want to dump 750 million in the EU to study the safety of 5G. And he says, we don't think that's the way to go. I mean, it's a little bit like the FDA, isn't it? Safe and effective. Go take the shot. I mean, I'm so sick of this corruption, you guys. It just makes my blood boil.
You know, yesterday. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, I just want to say, you know, this brings up a super important point, which is that we each have to take responsibility for ourselves. We can't, you know, of course, it would be nice if there was a trustworthy, you know, body that we could trust and get this information from. But the truth is that just is never going to exist. Mm-hmm. The only one we can trust is ourselves. And then we have to be able to get the right information to make the right decision, or else, you know, what's going to happen is we're going to end up poisoning ourselves.
Yeah, I think you're so right, Andy. And I think that's such a wise thing to say. And I think that's the point that we're at as a species right now, is recognizing that power we have. The 5G, one of the things that I've heard, and I don't know a lot about it, but you probably do, Andy, that it's supposed to have an effect on the oxygen level. So just yesterday, a friend of our
family. Let me just necessarily on the blood oxygen level, but on the oxygen uptake into the organs.
Okay, so a friend of the family yesterday, a mom, it wasn't our friend, a friend of the family's friend, his funeral was yesterday. She was a mother who did not have a vaccination. Her husband and son had one and begged her and begged her and begged her to get one, and she never did. And then she got the flu, and the husband ran down to the pharmacy and came back with an oxygen testing device. I don't even know what this is. And said her oxygen levels looked a little low. So they took her to the hospital, they put her on Remdesivir and on a ventilator, and her funeral was yesterday. And she left three small children behind. So this is the kind of thing. So, you know, you start this oxygen talk and now it like, you know, you connect it to the quote COVID, and now you've presented another new scare that has a device you can go pick up at the pharmacy and then make your determination and then rush off to the hospital. This is the kind of corruption we're talking about. You know, it's so ingrained and layered. It's like onion peels, you know, layers of paper, of how you can get yourself in a mess in this if you just are not thinking for yourself. And when you said that, Andy, I think that is the only solution, is that we have to start taking responsibility for everything we think and do. And that's why we brought that topic of water up at the end of the film with Veda Austin, is to just start to plant a seed in people's head that consciousness, we connect with everything, and consciousness means everything, and everything we think and do is going to put out an energy vector, an electrical vector, and we're responsible for what we put out. So this is, I think, where we are as a species. This is where we're going to either evolve or we're not going to evolve. And I think this is the sort of the bifurcation that's happening on the planet.
It's a battle. I agree with you. It's a battle for our literal survival, the survival of the human species at this point. That's where we are. It's a crossroads. Mm-hmm. Okay, the enemies of humanity have shown us who they are. And by the way, that poor woman who died, how old was she?
She was 43.
Okay. She was killed by mm-hmm. our government and the mm-hmm. Fauci death protocols, mm-hmm. the CARES Act money, the PrEP Act money. The hospital got rewards, bonuses yep. for putting her on Remdesivir, for mm-hmm. ventilating her, and for labeling her death COVID.
Exactly.
Everybody got paid out, and that woman lost her life.
Yeah, and left three kids behind.
So sad. And it's happening all over this country.
Yeah. All over. And you know, nobody's connecting the dots. They're all saying, oh, is it the woman that comes to our house every week, helps with housework. She comes in crying the other day. Her neighbor, the father, died from a heart attack, 53, and left behind two small kids. I said, did he have the vaccine? And she said, probably. I mean, so nobody's connecting. It's like, you know, I've seen just in our neighborhood, like four or five very old people just gone. They're just gone. It's like, what happened to that guy? Oh, he died. And it's because they're old. They say, well, they got old and they died, but they probably went and got vaccinated. And they probably died right after the vaccine, because the old people seem to be the ones that really, really seem to go quickly. Is that a true statement, Andy, or am I just making that up?
Well, you know, we don't really have reliable data on this because, like you said, everyone is denying and ignoring that this is what's going on. Yeah. But I think it makes sense that would be the case, because obviously they're just more debilitated if they're living in, you know, well, depends on the person, but, you know, they have had probably more opportunity to accumulate toxicity and have wear and tear on their body.
So there's also the thing going on with the women and the miscarriages. And that's another one that came and knocked on my door. And she said she had just miscarried. She just got the vaccine and she miscarried. And she's 29 and she suddenly has heart issues. And nobody's connecting the dots. It's like, well, you got the vaccine, right? Yeah. But it's like, why do you think I had a miscarriage? It's just nobody's, and so it's hard for us to talk about it because we don't have the data. And if we're going to make a film about these things, we can't just put in a lot of conjecture. We've got to say, well, you know, here's where we have this proof, but nobody's sinking any dollars into doing this kind of study.
Listen, a group had to go to court just to get the proof, right? Because it wasn't in the public domain, and it's extremely damning, that proof. Like, I mean, anyone who reads that and is actually reading it and taking it in, you know, would freak out and realize that this is a criminal act. But you're right that these folks are just, you know, they're completely brainwashed and bought into what's going on, that they wouldn't even notice, like, you know, that, oh, I got something from the doctor and then I got sick right after. Maybe there's a connection.
Yeah. And Marcy, there is some data coming out now, thanks to a FOIA request. And Pfizer had to release pages and pages and pages of documents that they wanted hidden for 75 years. So did the FDA. And those documents reveal a litany, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of injuries.
It's in our film, Sean. It was actually, some of those documents were disclosed through the lawsuit I was mentioning before a couple of months ago. And then there was another big dump of documents from a different lawsuit that just happened. So yeah, it's a really incredible, the evidence in there.
I always come back to this idea of justice. You know, we all hunger for justice. And I just don't understand how, you know, the people responsible for this remain unindicted at this point. And I guess it's because they have the horror mockingbird mainstream media on their side and corrupt arms of government. I guess that's why. But I'm going to continue to have these conversations until we see justice. And I'm excited to watch this film. Guys, it'll premiere on Iconic TV. That's I-C-K-O-N-I-C, iconic.com. David Icke's son, Jamie Icke's platform. That will be premiering later in March. And Marcy, you did a nice job putting this thing together. Both of you did. So
thank you.
Well, thank you. You're doing really good work yourself by just getting the word out, because I think if you can just capture one person a day, just one new person a day, you would be doing great work for the world. I really think that people are going to, at some point, somewhat of a leap. I don't know if it'll be big enough to make all of us happy, but I think people are going to start to really fatigue and get tired of this nonsense. And I don't think it's going to be a huge percentage, but I do think it'll take us up to another notch. And it's from people getting the word out. So, you know, you mentioned we all really want justice. We really do. And we really do want the truth to come out. And I don't know what else to do except to live by example, speak honestly, and live truthfully our own lives and stay connected to our essence and who we are and what our values are and what we believe in, and make sure that those are very tied to nature. And I don't really honestly know what else we can do, because we can't get in somebody else's body and control them. You know, it's really a test of our own. I mean, for, you know, we kind of handle things differently. Andy's more, I think you're more patient than I am, Andy. I'm a little bit more of a hothead and I get flustered more easily than you do. But I think that all of these different personality types have their purpose, and we need all of this, all of our different types and what we do. And if we can just plug into what we feel comfortable doing and stay true to ourselves, I think we'll be able to answer properly when we leave these bodies behind. And that's my goal. It's like, I don't want to regret not having done what I should have done, what I came here to do, you know, what I came here to learn. I think this lifetime is a spiritual lesson. And I don't think there's any way out of that for anybody, really.
I think that's well said. I mentioned this in a video I posted last night, and I encouraged everybody to go watch this testimony. It was a professor named Howard Storm, who had a near-death experience. He was an atheist his whole life, very pride-filled man, only cared about his money, his tenure, his publishing, stuff like that. In his own words, said he was very crass, very cross with people his whole life, driven by ego. Then he had this near-death experience and he was given another chance on this planet. And he says the takeaway was love. It's all about love. Our whole purpose of being here is to love one another every single day. And I think that's what we're all trying to do. And that's why you feel the way you feel about these brainwashed people in Berkeley. Just like we all battle this with our own families. I mean, my mom took the vaccine and she didn't want us to come visit because we're not vaccinated. I mean, it's just madness.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy. We all have this in our family.
All of
us. And you know, justice is one of my biggest motivating factors, but we can't, you know, rely on the institutions of, you know, justice to give us justice, because they're actually part of the same mechanism that is giving us injustice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to sort of figure out ways to hold them accountable. And it may not even happen in this realm. Like, it may be beyond this realm where justice really meters out for those folks who have done so much harm. But what we can do is we can take away the power of the politicians, authority figures, and, you know, corporate leaders by going, you know, outside the system and doing things, you know, in a parallel way, doing them the right way. You know, I'm my whole goal and is to essentially do as much as I can toward that end in my personal life and, you know, for healthcare. Like, I'm starting to train other physicians and educate them in natural healing. I have, you know, a webinar series of educating on science and healing issues that are not, you know, dependent on pharmaceutical research. And, you know, we can each do our own thing to take a step outside of that system. And when we do that, authority has no bearing, you know, over us. We can just decide, I'm not participating in that. And, you know, if we also become educated in the law, which is something else that I'm trying to involve in my, you know, educational pursuits, then we'll be able to stand up and say, you know, hey, you can't make me participate in these things. And so I think that's really the call to action that will bring about justice for each and every man and woman individually who's doing that, and will bring about a brighter future for, you know, all men and women, and will lead to the appropriate justice being carried out for those transgressors who, you know, we all know many of them, but there are many unnamed in the shadows as well, who are perhaps even bigger parts of this operation.
Yeah, that's well said. And maybe one little glimmer of hope that happened recently, sort of a quantifiable thing we can point to, is the Super Bowl. I don't know if you guys saw this, but prior to the Super Bowl, the authoritarian head of the health department in LA was telling everybody that they're going to have to be masked up. Okay, this is going to be the rules. And we don't mean just kind of mask up and get a box of popcorn and take your mask off for the whole game because you have a box of popcorn. You're going to remain masked up and you can take bites or sips. Between bites and sips, the mask must be on. Nobody in that stadium wore a mask. Well, precious few anyway. I think people are absolutely done with all of this BS. Our guests, friends, have been Dr. Andrew Kaufman. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sean.
And Marcy Kravitz, the director of Terrain. You guys can find that at terrainthefilm.com and over on iconictv.com. Marcy, thank you.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much. And thank you for the work you do.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. It's very gratifying to be able to have these conversations with people like yourselves. Mm-hmm. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in. A special thanks to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. You guys are keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda and CNN, Mockingbird, mainstream media lies, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. God bless. Bye-bye.
I can tell you 100% there is nanotech in these. I have the documents that show that for their question and answers. And I know for a long time people were slandering those who would say there's microchips in the vaccine. Well, no, that's why they could fact check you, because it's not microchips, it's a nanochips, nanotech, little robots, literally, in the vaccine.